So, hello and welcome to my, hey y'all, Scott here. Welcome, I'm going to be now, doing my first video essay on why Stalin, the leader of the USSR during World War II, is directly linked to the creation of anime. Now, Exhibit A. I don't have one, because I'm not a lunatic who studies this. Now, if you think I did, well then you're insane. Why would you want to hear about this topic? I stole a joke, but just kind of changed it. So this is the peak of comedy. It's just taking jokes and slightly doing that. Like, I could read you an entire script that someone else made, and you would be like, yeah, that's funny. Now, that's what happened to me when I was presenting something. I presented an actual version of that in class, and everyone laughed. But I'm like, dude, I literally almost stole the idea of the joke. So yeah, it wasn't really that funny. Who really cares about what's funny? As long as we get to share memories, everything's good. Unless, but remember, archive your history. That's a good thing. I've heard people say that. Burn it all. That's another amazing idea. That definitely will come to bite you later. Make sure, here's a fun tip. If you're ever, like, you know, if you ever have an open wound and stuff, make sure you put onions or lemon juice directly on it right after you get the wound. You'll feel, like, way worse. And so you'll forget about the open wound because it's burning now. Forever. See, once again, that's a stolen joke I stole. That's his peak comedy. Everything I could say here, stolen joke. Or I can even talk about a topic now. Like, Disney, you hear about they like tons of things now. So why don't they actually make good content, like good animations? They don't. Not anymore. I was never there for the peak. Since I don't really care. Know some people do. Also, what the heck was that, like, live-action Lion King? Like, please someone tell me what that was. Also, what was that music? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. That 3D animation was sucky. Netflix is also not that good. There's not any good shows on it anymore. So yeah, nothing more. Let's go watch YouTube and stuff. It has really good indie creators. Might even go play some games out. Get back on your Xbox 360. Like, there's a lot of good gems on the Xbox 360. Like Castle Crashers, Alien Hamid. Those are both made by the same people. Tom Phillip is amazing. But you know, we needed to make a very controversial game back in the day. After Club of Steel, which is pretty good. But he made like one of the greatest sites, which I'm a big fan of. But that's it. So yeah. Also, have you ever heard of like game jams? They're pretty fun. Like, normally you get like 2 days to make a game. Pretty fun for indie developers. Washing machines aren't that cool, though. They're pretty overrated. Also, scientifically, it is proven that you can slap a chicken hard enough to make it cook. Little fun fact there. But also, I can't wait for the next Asif movie. See ya. Like and subscribe. Speaking of this, that's what reminds me of, like, old black and white films. Maybe without the guitar going. This actually has a pretty good beat to it, wouldn't you guys think? got that got kind of good rhythm to it. And you can even barely hear the guitar, so now it feels like really classic and vintage. Like somewhere around like maybe like the 1940s, maybe the songs were originally start. Maybe you can't hear, but since I'm speaking over it all. But all this is pretty good. So yeah, this song is pretty good. I just wish the... Oh, it is getting a new beat. That's pretty good. So my favorite one song is just halfway through to start changing the beat. Because then instead of getting tired, I can probably listen to this one over and over again and not get tired from it. Noise settings, this is instrumental since I'm talking over all the lyrics. Crap. So, see y'all.